bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to People and Places, where we meet interesting people and find out more about them, right here on bbclearningenglish.com. Hello, I'm Andrea Rose.
Come on then.
Come on then.
Come on then.
Come on then.
Good boy.
That's Derek Coyle, and he has a rather unusual job. Derek is a yeoman warder, or beefeater, at the Tower of London. He's also a raven master, which means he's dedicated to looking after the tower's unique feature, ravens. His job is to feed them and clip their wings so that they don't fly away. Because if they did, it would be a terrible omen or sign. Derek explains.
It all begins with Charles II. At the time of his coronation, when he arrived here at the tower, he was visiting to see how his newly appointed Astronomer Royal was getting on with his duties. And the Astronomer Royal complained bitterly about the mess that they were making and ruining his equipment. So he asked the king's permission to get rid of the birds and shoot them. And that's when the king replied, "Oh no, you can't do that," because he'd heard this legend that should they leave, the White Tower will crumble and the monarchy will fall. So ever since that day, by royal command, we have to keep 6 birds on complement. But we don't take any chances here. We keep 2 more in reserve.
So Derek's job is very important. If the ravens leave, it means that the monarchy, the queen and the princes, will fall or collapse. Let me explain the legend. When Charles II was made king, at his coronation, his astronomer complained that there were birds or ravens at the Tower of London that were destroying his astronomy equipment. The astronomer complained bitterly. He complained a lot because his telescopes and instruments to look at the stars were being messed up or ruined by these birds. So he asked permission from the king to remove the birds. But the king had heard that it was bad luck to chase the ravens away. Ever since, by royal command, that's on the orders of the Queen of England, there must always be 6 ravens at the tower. And it's Derek's job to look after them. In this next clip, he talks us through where the ravens are kept inside the tower.
Well, this is the upper portion of the brick tower, and as you can see, we've got 4 spacious cages. They've got their own nesting boxes or night boxes, bathing bowls, food bowls. Each cage is the same, so no raven can get jealous of another one, saying they've got more space than us. They've got lots of light, and I think they'll be just as happy in here as they will be outside.
Derek takes us into the Tower of London to show us where the ravens stay when they need to be kept inside. They have very spacious or roomy cages. They have lots of space. They also have nesting boxes or places where they can sleep, as well as bathing bowls where they can wash themselves, and food bowls. Apparently, the ravens eat a lot of raw meat and biscuits soaked in blood. Derek makes sure they eat well, but he insists that they're all treated fairly so that no raven can get jealous or envious of another. He thinks that their home inside the tower is as nice as where they perch outside during the day. But what's it like to look after the ravens? Does Derek have any funny stories about Hardy, Thor, Odin, Gwilym, Creedic, Hugin and Munin?
When President Putin came, he came with a huge entourage, and Thor normally, when he's not in this cage, sits on those steps. And as the party went up the wooden staircase, Thor quite politely said good morning to every one of the party going up the steps. And I believe President Putin was very, very amazed at that.
Derek tells a funny story about one of the ravens called Thor. It was a time when Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, came on an official visit to the Tower of London. Putin arrived with his entourage, that's all his officials and security. And as they all went into the tower, Thor said good morning to every one of them. Derek believes that Putin was very impressed by it all. So Derek has managed to train some of the birds to speak. Of course, it could get him into a lot of trouble if he's not careful.
But the only thing is, he sounds like me, so if he starts swearing, someone knows who's taught him. So that's one thing I don't do. I don't swear around the bird.
Derek has to be careful when he's looking after the birds. They are very clever, and they've learnt to speak and sound just like him. So if he's not careful, they may pick up bad habits, like swearing, and then everyone would know it was Derek who taught them. So he makes sure he doesn't ever use swear words around the birds. OK, a quick recap of some of the words Derek used today. Coronation. To complain bitterly. Permission. Legend. Monarchy. Spacious. Jealousy. Entourage. Until the next time, it's goodbye from bbclearningenglish.com.